Dr. Schneider dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Noble Clary, and this goes to Dr. Pieper. On 2/4/25, Mr. Clary performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the only bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Here, the air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/6/24, there's been no significant change. Period in paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry in Mary Fowler. This goes to Van Tanner, PA on 2/4/25, Mrs. Fowler performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/7/24, there's been no significant change. Period in paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Larry Williams. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 2/4/25. Mr. Williams performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 8/29/24. There's been no significant change. Period in paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Holcomb, HOLCOMB. This goes to Van Tanner, PA. On 2/4/25, Mr. Holcomb performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was very severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/26/24, there's been no change. Period, no paragraph impression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Leah Reed, REID. This goes to Dr. Strickland. On 2/4/25, Mrs. Reed performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement. However, forced vital capacity normalized, signifying improved effort. Period. The patient still had residual severe airways obstruction. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/1/24, there's been no significant change. Period. Paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Brian Quinn. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 2/4/25, Mr. Quinn performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired. There was a moderate degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/23/24, there's been no significant change. Period, in a paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, six-minute walk test on Richard Brown. This goes to Dr. Carnahan. On 2/4/25, Mr. Brown performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilator, the support sort of capacity was, I'm sorry, prior to ambulation, a room air saturation was 94%, period. Patient achieved 392 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 93%, period. Pneumopagraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Sharon Lake. This goes to Dr. Joseph Zastrow, Z-A-S-T-R-O-W. On 2/4/25, Mrs. Lake performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity noted, period, compared to a prior study dated 6/21/24. There's been no significant change, period, pneumopagraph impression, normal study. Next, six-minute walk test on the same patient, Sharon Lake. This goes to Dr. Joseph Zastrow. On 2/4/25, Mrs. Lake performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulation, the room air saturation was 95%. Period, the patient walked 351 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study remained 95%, period, pneumopagraph impression. Mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.